I'm just pumped up right now.
Despite torrential downpour conditions in the area Wednesday afternoon, striking General Motors workers were in good spirits standing outside of union headquarters on River Road in the town of Tonawanda. The end is near, it seems, as GM and the United Auto Workers Union reached a tentative agreement to end the strike. The over 49,000-member-strong union has been on strike across the U.S. since September 16th, trying to secure a better contract. Flanked by poncho-wearing members holding umbrellas, Local 774 President J.R. Baker says it's been a struggle to get to this point.
We all work together, endless hours of from the kitchen duty, from the sergeant of arms, from everything to make this work. But I'm excited, as you can see, and I think we all are excited. So
Baker will travel to Detroit Thursday morning to meet with other union leaders to discuss the details of the agreement. The deal needs approval from both the leadership and rank-and-file union members. Around the corner on Vulcan Street, at the entrance to the GM plant, striker Tyler Herman says the City of Good Neighbors has helped them through a financially difficult period.
Cupcakes, they drop off coffee, they're dropping off donuts.
In addition, Herman says they have received tents and other materials to keep them dry and warm as the season has changed. He says the strike has been toughest on families where the heads of households both work at the plant and credits Feed More Western New York for providing food from their pantry. Despite the conflict between labor and management, Herman believes everyone is ready to go back to work. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.